Chapter 7 Offerings of Dedication. It happened on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sanctified it with all its furniture and the altar with all its vessels and had anointed and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, offered. These were the princes of the tribes. These are they who were over those who were numbered, and they brought their offering before Yahweh: 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox, and they presented them before the tabernacle. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
"Accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the service of the tent of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service."
Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon according to their service. And he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonged to them. They carried it on their shoulders. The princes gave offerings for the dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed. Even the princes gave their offerings before the altar. Yahweh said to Moses,
"They shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedication of the altar."
He who offered his offering the first day was Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah, and his offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zuar, prince of Issachar, gave his offering. He offered for his offering 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, gave his offering. 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuben, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels. One silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering. One golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elizur, the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, prince of the children of Ephraim, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels. One silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering. One golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, prince of the children of Dan, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Ochran, prince of the children of Asher, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, gave his offering. One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar on the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel. 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 golden ladles, each silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl 70. All the silver of the vessels, 2,400 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 golden ladles, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the ladles weighed 120 shekels. All the cattle for the burnt offering, 12 bulls, the rams, 12, the male lambs a year old, 12, and their meal offering, and the male goats for a sin offering, 12. And all the cattle for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 24 bulls, the rams 60, the male goats 60, the male lambs a year old 60. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with Yahweh, he heard his voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubim. And he spoke to him.